on the way, and that one outside for ball number two. Now a 2-0 count. And Bermudez, in that game against Lakeshore, he, of course, had to be taken out of the game after getting hit in the face by the fastball. And he's been held out the past couple of games, but finally good to return, although he is wearing a face mask, as that one misses low for ball number three, a 3-0 count. The face mask, I think, adds to the fit, I would say. The dark gray helmet with the cranberry red jerseys on the road, also the light gray pants. 3-0 count to Bermudez, and I assume he'll be taking all the way. He does. It misses low. Three straight walks to lead off the second inning, and that last one on four pitches. And with that, first baseman Aiden Cooney and third baseman Eric Gion will both go to the mound to have a chat with KJ Ward. And now the Rockers sending their pitching coach out to see if they can calm him down. Not the type of accuracy you're used to seeing from KJ Ward, but the Rafters certainly doing their fair share of work at the plate. KJ Ward up to 17 pitches in this inning alone, still yet to record an out, and the Rafters now have the bases loaded in the top of the second, a 1-0 game, and with Mike Monahan coming up to the plate. Mike Monahan, right-handed hitting DH, but we'll see what KJ Ward is able to do during this time, and the Rockers do have an arm warming up in the bullpen now. Quickly getting that started because KJ Ward struggling early here, and with the way that this game is going, you might have to make a move to the bullpen. And you look at Ward this season, he started just one of his four appearances, but he's gone exactly three innings in all four of his appearances. So not a arm that goes very deep into games. We'll see how long he goes today. Trying to at least get through the second, but nobody out on the bases loaded. Mike Monahan at the plate. First pitch fouled back for a foul ball. 0-1 the count. And, man, Mike Monahan had that one timed up. You can tell because it went straight back into the netting, but was not able to get the barrel on the ball. 0-1 the count. Still nobody out in the top of the second. Ward fires home. This one hit out towards right field, but running up on it, the right fielder able to make the catch. Now running on home is Peyton Bryant. The throw not in time, and the runners from second and third are each able to advance as Bryant scores the second run of the game for the Rafters. It's a sacrifice fly from Mike Monahan, an RBI for him, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with runners on the corners. And one out in the top of the second. River Lindsay is on third base. Christian Bermudez is on first. And Bermudez, his first opportunity on the bases. Of course, he did take a hit by pitch in his debut, but wasn't able to stay on as he got hit by the pitch in the face. Fly ball towards right side of the infield, picked up in shallow right field by the second baseman as Kaysen Consarinia caught it in foul territory and throws it back in to keep River Lindsay on third base. Lindsay a quick runner, but not that quick. So a pop out from Hiroto Kobayashi is the first time that a batter won't have something keep their batting average the same. The first four batters were all walks or sacrifice flies, so none of those affect at-bats or hits. Kobayashi, though, now 0-for-1 on the game. He had drawn a walk earlier. Still runners on the corners and two away in the top of the second. 2-0 the Rafters lead as Arusevic takes the first pitch outside for ball number one. And Kareem Arusevic, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Ward. Over on first base, Christian Bermudez. He has nobody ahead of him, and a quick runner. We'll see if he tries taking off. He's threatening over there. 1-0 count and thought about taking off, but Arusevic sends a fly ball out towards shallow left field down the line, but staying fair. The left fielder will run up, and Mansfield has it for out number three. And that takes care of the second inning, but the Rafters once again score one run on no hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters leave two on base. We go to the bottom of the second, and it's 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 90.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WF. Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
The Rockers were able to add a couple of hits against Tristan Krusenberry in the first inning, but he was able to get out of that frame scoreless thanks to a pair of strikeouts. Back to work in the bottom of the second, he takes on Peyton Mansfield to lead off the frame. First pitch misses in the turf for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and a 2-0 Rafters lead over the Green Bay Rockers. A fastball is swung on and missed. Mansfield was over it. Now a 1-1 count. Mansfield will be followed by Stefan DiCorrado and Kason Consarinia. The Rockers wearing their white pinstripe home uniforms with the blue sleeves, red helmets, and red socks. As the pitch on the way home misses for ball number two, now a 2-1 count. Great night for baseball here in Green Bay, and it's continued to be some good weather for the Rafters as of late as a breaking ball barely misses low and outside for ball number three to Mansfield. 3-1 the count. Mansfield right-handed hitting left fielder, righty-righty matchup to lead off the frame, and he sends one up the middle over towards Akko. Akko's there, throws a cross over to first, nearly takes Gaz off the bag, but able to stay on it and record out number one. One up, one down in the second, and it brings up Stefan DiCorrado with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the second. 2-0 Rafters lead. DiCorrado, the left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Krusenberry. DiCorrado from Dartmouth College. 6'1", 200-pound lefty. Krusenberry looks on home and brings the pitch. It's on the upper part of the zone, but called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. DiCorrado batting .235 this year. No home runs on the season. 7 RBIs and a nearly 600 OPS. As the 0-1 count misses high, now a 1-1 count. DiCorrado did not play in yesterday's game, but he has played against the Rafters this season and fouls the 1-1 count back off of the catcher Peyton Bryant to bring the count 1-2. And DiCorrado, this is his fourth game against Wisconsin Rapids this season, but in his previous three, just 1-13 as the 1-2 count misses low for ball number two, now a 2-2 count. So he has not had the best of seasons playing the Rafters. No walks or hit by pitches either. On the way home, swing and a miss, strike number three, and the struggles for him continue as Tristan Krusenberry has once again retired the first two batters of the inning. Brings up Kason Consarinia with the bases empty and two outs in the bottom of the second. Third strikeout of the game for Tristan Krusenberry, and he's just one strikeout away from tying his season high. As you've seen the strikeout numbers rise over the past couple of games. Pitch on the way home, in there for strike number one, Consarinia. 0-1 the count. Kason Consarinia, right-handed hitting second baseman out of UCLA. righty-righty matchup between him and Krusenberry. Krusenberry fires home, and a breaking ball gets a big swing and a miss from Consarinia way early on that hack, and now an 0-2 count. Krusenberry would love to get the same result on this pitch. Consarinia batting 256 this year. No home runs, 5 RBIs. On the way home, misses in the turf. Now 1-2 the count to Consarinia. And Consarinia, another guy who did not play in the game yesterday, so getting into the lineup against Krusenberry as the 1-2 count misses high. And now a 2-2 count after Krusenberry had a couple of strikes and really good pitches. These last two have not been too close to the strike zone. 2-2 count on the way, and this time it's hit out towards center field on the run. The Rafter center fielder Beauchesne underneath it. He makes the play for out number 3, and that's a 3-up, 3-down second inning for Tristan Krusenberry. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the third. It is 2-0 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
The Rafters offense will look to keep the streak alive after scoring a run in each of the first two innings. We'll try and make it 3 in a row here. They lead 2-0 in the top of the third, and the Rafters will be leading off with their 3-4-5 batters in the order. That's Jake Beauchesne, Maninaco, and Landon Gaz. Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting center fielder, stepping into the batter's box. He takes on K.J. Ward, and Ward, the right-handed pitcher, he struggled a little bit last inning but was able to turn it around real quick, retired the last 3 batters in a row, and hoping to do the same here as Jake Beauchesne did get the better of him back in the first inning. The only hit allowed by K.J. Ward today, though. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Beauchesne doubled back in the first inning, sent one down the left field line. Hoping that he'll have similar effect in the third inning. 0-1 the count. Pitch coming home. A big swing and a miss for strike number 2. And early on that swing, now an 0-2 count. And Beauchesne looking to get back on. Man, he has continued to be a red-hot batter. 359 batting average over the last 10 games. He's got an OPS nearing 1,200. 0-2 count coming home. It's a grounder to the left side of the infield, and Gian can't cleanly field it. It's off of his knee toward the Rockers' dugout. Not quite going to reach it as it stops in the turf, but Beauchesne is safe on first base. Officially an E5 there, and might have been a tough play for Gian. He was running up on it, but likely should have been an out, and either way, it's not. Jake Beauchesne now on first base, and it brings up to the plate Maninaco with a man on first and nobody out in the top of the third inning. Still 2-0, the lead for the Rafters, and a quick pickoff move back to first base. Checks on Jake Beauchesne, and Beauchesne has got some good stolen base numbers this season, so every reason to check on him over there at first, and K.J. Ward back out here. Beauchesne taking off, ground to the left side of the infield, and Gian once again can't pick it up. Off the turf, throws to first, and still able to recover to get the out, so avoids the error as it goes 5-3, but Gian's glove struggling over there, and Jake Beauchesne now over to second base on the grounder officially. Likely would have had the stolen bag, but has to stop at second base. Brings up Landon Gaz to the plate with one out. And a man on second. 2-0 the Rafters in the top of the third. And Landon Gaz, right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and K.J. Ward. Ward looking back towards second, and now a pickoff move his way as the ball comes in. And the second baseman, Jason Consarinia, covering the bag a little bit late, but still getting there. Mentioned Beauchesne as a dangerous runner. If that stolen base had counted, it would have been his 15th of the year, but still only 14, looking for number 15, and he's only a second-half guy as well, so worth noting that as a pitch to Gaz gets a high swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Landon Gaz, 0-1 on the game. He popped out to second back in the first inning. Entered this game batting 271 and had those multiple hits in the game yesterday. Runner taking off from second, but it's popped up by Gaz, and Beauchesne not going to be happy to have to go back to second base. Now an 0-2 count to Landon Gaz, and Gaz, 17 RBIs on the season, a single to left field, likely drives home the run, but to right field, that wall pushed way in, so depends on how good of a jump Beauchesne would get. 0-2 the count. Ward looking to fire to Gaz, and he takes it high for ball number one. Now a 1-2 count. On deck, it's Peyton Bryant. If it gets there, though, potential double play with the runner on second, but it would likely take Beauchesne trying to take off, which he has shown the willingness to do. 1-2 the count, and now he's taken off for third. This one hit out towards right field. Deep. This one is going to get out of here. Landon Gaz, a two-run shot to right field. It's the first home run of the game. A line drive, but able to elevate it enough to get it over the 20-foot wall and right. And that one puts the Rafters up 4-0 in the third. Jake Beauchesne scores from second, and Landon Gaz comes all the way around on his own hit. Another home run for him, and Landon Gaz finally able to get back on another one. It had been a while since his last homer. That was his third home run of the season, and Gaz, his last home run came on July 13th against Wausau. That was nearly a month ago as the first pitch to Peyton Bryant. Misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. But glad to get back on the board there. That's the Rafters' 44th homer of the season. 1-0 count, grounded up the middle over towards Ward, and Ward will flip it to first himself, and that's a 1-3 putout to take care of Peyton Bryant. Brings up River Lindsay to the plate with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the third. It's 4-0. The lead for Wisconsin Rapids, and getting in on the fun here, the Rafters were held homerless in the game yesterday, despite having had some previous success here hitting the long ball at Capital Credit Union Park, and able to refine that success today. River Lindsay up at the plate, first pitch to him, misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count, and Lindsay drew a walk in his only plate appearance today. It was a seven-pitch battle, but able to end up on first base. 1-0 the count here. K.J. Ward looking to get back on the right track. Been a tough game for him, and now the 1-0 count misses inside for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and entering this game, Ward had allowed just three runs this entire season in 12 innings pitched. He's already allowed four runs in this game and done so in less than three innings. 2-0 the count. That just tells you how good this Rafters offense has been. 2-0 count, grounded foul toward the dugout, and now a 2-1 count. Lindsay, a left-handed hitter, so still looking to get a hold of one and elevate it. But if he does, again, very easily could leave this ball yard. 2-1 the count. Christian Bermudez is on deck if it gets there. Two outs, though, in the top of the third. 4-0 Rafters lead. Lindsay takes the 2-1 pitch inside for ball number three. 3-1 the count. And Lindsay has reached three of his five plate appearances as a Rafter. Went 2-for-4 in the game yesterday. No strikeouts on his career yet. He also stole two bases, so you like him on the base paths as he grounds one right off of that front foot. Now a full count once again to River Lindsay, and K.J. Ward yet again having the pitch count worked on him. He had entered this inning with 41 pitches, now up to 56 on the game. Tristan Krusenberry has been great at retiring batters, although his pitch count up to 33 over two innings. Not bad, but not uber efficient. 3-2 the count. Ward brings the leg up, fires home, and this one popped up towards the right side of the outfield. Should reach out of play, and it does off of the concourse. Still a 3-2 count. Another seven-pitch plate appearance to Lindsay. And not much to work off of for Lindsay, but he did have a 3-2 count in the eighth inning yesterday. The other plate appearances for him, he swung early in the counts. A little bit of a different approach in this game. 3-2 coming home, and that one upstairs, ball number four, and he is on base yet again. Two walks on the night for River Lindsay, and it brings up Christian Bermudez to the plate. With a man on first and two outs in the top of the third. And we'll see what Lindsay decides to do. He already showed off the wheels yesterday. We'll see if he does so again today. Christian Bermudez, right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Ward. 4-0, the Rafters lead over the Rockers. Ward brings the pitch home. Lindsay taking off. Pitch is called a strike. Throw on down to second, and it is in time. Barely got him. Lindsay can't believe it, but a late slide from him, and should have slid maybe a little bit earlier and could have avoided the tag, but instead, that's a caught stealing. The first time Lindsay's been caught, and that finishes the third inning. So the Rafters are able to bring across two runs as they have one hit. There was one error, and the Rafters left nobody on base. We go to the third. It is 4-0 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, I was just about to bring on a special guest onto to the broadcast, but it looks like he walked away. We'll get you to him in a second. We'll see. Maybe next inning. But you can look forward to that as we get back to work in the bottom of the third inning here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as the Rafters are taking on the Rockers. And first pitch line down the third base line and in fair territory. It get past Kareem Arusovic. Now heading for second base is the nine-hole batter, Zage Lancaster, as he leads off with a double. That one was absolutely ripped over to third base. Kareem Arusovic had no time to react. So it brings up Dorian Asher, the first batter in the batting order for the Rockers. He comes up to the plate with a man on second and nobody out in the bottom of the third. Tristan Krusenberry on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. And Krusenberry, the right-handed pitcher, he's gone through two scoreless so far. Has the Rafters up 4-0 in the bottom of the third. Krusenberry, ball in glove, looks back to second where Lancaster stands. At the plate, Dorian Asher sends one up to the right side, caught out of the air by Gaz, but nobody covering second, so not able to double up Lancaster, and instead it's a line out to first base, and Dorian Asher retired for the first out of the third inning. Brings up Colin Helms to the plate with a man on second and one away. Still 4-0, the Rafters lead, and Colin Helms, the left-handed hitting catcher, it's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Krusenberry. Helms, of course, had the home run in the game yesterday, but kind of went ice cold after that home run. First pitch on the way here, misses for ball number one. Helms finished the game going 0-3 in his final three plate appearances after homering in his first. He's also 0-1 in this game. Looks back to second, where Zage Lancaster stands. 1-0 count, sent over to second base. Bermudez is there, fields it cleanly, throws it to first, and got him for the 4-3 putout, as that takes care of Colin Helms for the second out of the inning. Brings up Eric Gion with a man on third now, as Lancaster was able to move over. And Eric Gion, the right-handed hitting third baseman at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Krusenberry. Gion coming from Stanford University, 5'11", 200 pounds, and going to see what he can do here. 26 RBIs, looking for number 27, and the first pitch taken high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Lancaster on third base, but two outs, and so the Rafters just trying to finish up this inning. Krusenberry trying to go through this one pitch count efficient. He's only thrown 5 pitches this inning. Pitch number 6 on the way, and that one misses low for ball number 2. Now a 2-0 count. And you look at the first couple innings, and the first inning for Krusenberry, 18 pitches. The second inning, 15. So trying to continue to lower that. 2-0 the count, but got to make sure to keep that man on third there. And a ball fouled back off the mask of the home plate umpire. 2-1 the count, and hopefully he's okay. Doesn't seem to be shaken up at all. All he did was put the mask back on. Now that is a tough home plate umpire right there. 2-1 the count. Man on third and two away in the bottom of the third inning. 4-0 for the Rafters. Krusenberry looking to keep the lead. 2-1 count coming home. It's a grounder fouled toward the Rockers dugout and not able to be picked up by their pitching coach. He tried. Reached out that hand. I can barehand it. Not quite. Good try, though. 2-2 the count. Krusenberry trying to go through his third scoreless inning of the game. 2-2 coming home. Krusenberry looking over to third base. Brings the pitch high, and that one hit off of Gion and not the location. And Krusenberry, you can say, kind of frustrated out there, kind of snaps the fingers, says, man, can't believe I let that one go, and had the two strikes in the count, but not able to locate that pitch. And now there are runners on the corners with two outs in the bottom of the third. Still a 4-0 lead for the Rafters, but damage can certainly be done by Aiden Cooney, the left-handed hitter, who takes the first pitch a tad low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Krusenberry asking the home plate umpire, is that low or somewhere else? And Home plate umpire nods. Runner going off from first. That time the pitch is high, and the runner will take second. Stolen base for Eric Gion. It's his first of the game, and now a 2-0 count to Aiden Cooney. Cooney 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back in the first inning. Comes from University of New Mexico, batting 238 entering this game. That's going to raise up a little bit, and he sent a charge into that one, but skied foul and out of play down the right field line. Now a 2-1 count. Jeremy DeLamata is on deck. If it gets there, first base is open, and so a walk, not necessarily the worst thing, so you're trying to make sure you don't throw anything down the middle here to Cooney. Rosenberry, got to make sure not to do that against a left-handed hitter in this ballpark. 2-1 count coming home, misses in the turf, blocked by Bryant. Make sure that the runners don't advance, and now a 3-1 count. So, as I mentioned, you're just trying not to throw something down the middle here. 3-1 the count to Cooney. Runners on second and third, and the pitch home, it's high for ball number four. And now the bases are loaded. So with that, Tristan Kruzenberry going to have to work from behind, but a mound visit from Manny Silva as the Rafters pitching coach will step out to the mound to have a chat, the entire infield coming in to talk things over with Kruzenberry, who through the first two innings, scoreless, but trying to limit the runs here. He has allowed the last two batters to reach on free passes, a hit by pitch and a walk. Leading off the inning, it was the first pitch doubled as Age Lancaster. The next two batters were quickly retired on just three pitches, but then Gion saw five and Cooney saw five as well, so Rosenberry up to 14 pitches on the inning. Trying to continue to limit the pitch count, but most importantly, got to limit the damage here. Bases are loaded in the bottom of the third, which means that a home run would also be a grand slam and tie this game up. But the Rafters hoping to continue the shutout. This one hit out high in the air towards center field. Slowing down is Beauchesne, now running up on it. He will make the catch. And that is out number three. A well-hit ball from Jeremy DeLamata, but can't do the damage. The Rockers, no runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and the Rockers left three on base. We go to the fourth. It's 4-0 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Somehow, Tristan Kruzenberry was able to avoid damage being done in that third inning despite loading the bases, but hey, able to get out of it, and that's what matters as now into the top of the fourth inning, the Rafters have the 4-0 lead and going to be taking on a new pitcher on the side of the Green Bay Rockers, as the new pitcher coming into the game is number 19, Luke Higgins, the right-hander who stands 6'1", 195 out of Cal State San Marcos, a senior native of Laguna Niguel, California. And Higgins coming into this game, he takes over for K.J. Ward after Ward did not have the performance that he was hoping for. Final line on K.J. Ward, he goes three innings pitched and allows four runs. Three of them were earned on two hits. There were five walks issued, and he did not strike out a batter. No hit by pitches, no balks, and along with that, he did not throw a wild pitch. He faced 16 total batters on 59 pitches before handing it off to Higgins. First pitch at the top of the fourth gets a swing and a miss for strike number one from Christian Bermudez. And Bermudez, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Higgins. Higgins trying to get through this one. The second pitch of the at-bat fouled back, but Bermudez had it timed up, went straight back into the netting. 0-2 the count, and taking a look at the numbers this season for Luke Higgins, a guy who is making his eighth appearance, 15 and two-thirds innings pitched entering this game, a 5.74 ERA. His whip, though, just 1.53. 0-2 count misses upstairs for ball number one, now a 1-2 count. And Christian Bermudez will be followed by Mike Monahan and Hiroto Kobayashi due up in the top of the fourth. 4-0, the Raptors lead, and the pitch coming home to Bermudez misses outside, now a 2-2 count. With the 4-0 lead, the Raptors' offense has scored a run each of the first three innings. The two-run home run came in the last inning by Landon Gaz, an opposite field shot over the right field wall. Before that, a sacrifice fly and a RBI ground out as that one misses inside and hits him with a pitch. And Bermudez quickly giving a thumbs up to the Raptors dugout. Of course, he got hit in the face by a pitch just 5 days ago. And Bermudez now on base for his third time as a Raptor. He's been hit by two pitches, drawn one walk, and he's been retired just one time. So he's the new Harrison Garrett, getting hit by more pitches than at-bats. Brings up Mike Monahan to the plate with a man on first and nobody out. And Christian Bermudez now taking his time over there at first and kind of shaking it off. Now he's shaking his head over towards Jack Wiesinger, the Raptors' first base coach. And with that, Luke Higgins now ready to go. Bermudez inching off the bag, moving back and forth towards second base, tempting the throw, but the pitch into Monahan in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Mike Monahan, right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Higgins. Man on first and nobody out. And Bermudez again kind of hopping back and forth up that line. Now he's going for second. Swing and a miss from Monahan. Throw on down and it gets into center field, but not deep enough for Bermudez to try and take off. So it's now an 0-2 count to Monahan, but a stolen base for Christian Bermudez. It's his first as a Raptor. And it puts a man in scoring position with nobody out in the top of the fourth. Bonham had an RBI sack fly back in the second inning. That's his only plate appearance so far. 0-2 the count and batting just 115 on the year, trying to turn it around. He had one big game outside of that. It's been rough appearances for him. Pitch coming here and a check swing that he couldn't hold back on and ended up going all the way through it. Strike number three, and that's the second time that Monahan's been retired today. It brings up Hiroto Kobayashi to the plate with a man on second and one out in the top of the fourth inning. Still 4-0 the lead for the Raptors. And Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder. Such a fun guy to get to talk to. And with a man on second, he's got some high aspirations here as the first pitch on the way misses for ball number one. I was talking to him right before the game started. Right before I started the pregame show, he was the last guy that I talked to. About 5 minutes before the pregame show, actually. I was stretching my time down there. 1-0 the count with Bermudez on second. Actually, it was both Bermudez and Kobayashi that I was talking to at the same time, as this one is fouled back. 1-1 the count. But Kobayashi was the last one who I talked to, and I was asking him, well, what is he going to do today? And he kind of smiled at me, and he said, the guy that is starting today, K.J. Ward, he throws mid-90s. And so I'm going to send one over that right field wall. It's pushed in, and I got opposite field power. We'll see if he can do that, though, against Luke Higgins. Bermuda is still inching off there at second, and Kobayashi takes that one on the outside for strike number two, one and two the count. Higgins throws high 80s, though, so bit of a drop-off in speed from K.J. Ward, but Higgins trying to retire the second batter of the inning. There's one out and a man on second. One and two the count, and the pitch on the way home to Kobayashi, taken in the turf for ball number two. Two and two the count. Kobayashi, back in the first inning, drew a walk, so didn't need to show off the power. And in the second inning, tried to, but ended up popping out to second. Was to the opposite field, though, so partially completed the job. Going to try and fully do it, though. Two and two the count, just one homer on the season for Kobayashi. Two and two count, misses low and outside, now a three and two count. And he's been hot as of late, really turning things around. On the season, a 249 batting average. That was down below 200 at one point near the end of the first half. Breaking ball, misses low and outside, ball number four, and he will work on base for the second time today. It's now the sixth straight game that Hiroto Kobayashi has reached base multiple times. And it brings up Kareem Arusovic to the plate with runners on first and second and only one out in the top of the fourth. And with Bermudez on second, he's already shown off the base running capability. Kobayashi certainly isn't afraid to steal bases. Both of them have taken off. Kobayashi has had plenty of more time to, though, as the first pitch to Kareem Arusovic is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Kobayashi, who stands on first, 12 stolen bases on the year. He's been caught five times. So 17 stolen base attempts, maybe a double steal. 0-1 the count. Not going to happen here. That one misses behind Arusovic and hits off of his foot. And so a dead ball, and it loads the bases in the fourth inning. Another hit by pitch here, and that's the second one offered by Luke Higgins. Not hitting Arusovic by much, and about the best place that you can get hit by a pitch is off the heel of the cleat. So it didn't even really hit him. It hit the bottom of his cleat. But hey, you'll take it. Base is loaded. One out in the top of the fourth. Brings up to the plate the right-handed hitting Jake Beauchesne, who hit a grand slam just a few days ago. Back in Lakeshore, it was the first grand slam of the season for the Rafters. First pitch, a ball. It's a 1-0 count, and that grand slam, a big one, put the Rafters up 10-1 in the inning. They currently lead 4-0 in this game, and that pitch is going to hit him in the back. Three hit-by-pitches from Luke Higgins, and not sure how much longer Green Bay can keep him out there. That one hit Beauchesne a little bit more than he was hoping for, but it is an RBI. And his first of the game as it sends home Christian Bermudez for the fifth run of the game. And Beauchesne taking his time on down to first and shaking it off. He is jogging, and Luke Higgins getting a talking to from Colin Helms, the catcher, to make sure that they're on the same page. I mean, the Rafters, over the past week or so, they have continued to be torched by hit-by-pitches. Actually, Harrison Garrett, who I mentioned, you might see the new Harrison Garrett and Christian Bermudez. There's a good likelihood that he might be out for the season due to a hit-by-pitch on the wrist. Still on the roster, just in the case that he might return, but not looking good after that one. And Christian Bermudez missed a few games due to a hit-by-pitch. Rafters, since that point, have been hit by, I want to say, 15 pitches in the past five or so games, as that one misses low to Matanaco. Now a 1-0 count. I don't actually have that number in front of me right now, but I had calculated it a couple days ago, and it was over double digits in just a few games. Now 1-0 count coming home, and that one low for ball number two. Lakeshore really did some damage to the Rafters, because I was talking with Manny Silva about it. We were talking about a situation where the Rafters were putting up some runs at the end of a game, and Silva was saying, man, I'm a little bit surprised they didn't try and beat us, as that pitch misses low for ball number three, a 3-0 count. And I had talked to him, and I said, guys had been hit by five pitches earlier in that game already. Plus, you had two injuries to that same team because of hit-by-pitches in earlier games. So I'm not that shocked. And he said, you know what? You're probably right. 3-0 count coming home. That one misses low. Ball number four. Four straight base runners have reached for the rafters. Another run driven in. This time, Mattanaco, the RBI, as he takes a four-pitch walk. Luke Higgins not able to control the stuff. It's now 6-0 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the fourth. Mattanaco on first. Jake Beauchesne on second. And Kareem Arusovic on third. Hiroto Kobayashi came home to score on that last walk. Luke Higgins still out there. He has hit three batters with pitches and walked two. He's recorded just the one strikeout. Brings up Landon Gass to the plate with the bases loaded and one out in the top of the fourth. And he takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Gass, right-handed hitting first baseman, righty-righty matchup between him and Higgins. He hit the two-run home run back in the third inning. That's the only home run of the game so far, but a big one over the opposite field wall. Takes a breaking ball low and outside. Now a 2-0 count. That two-run shot put the Rafters up 4-0. They scored one run in the first and one run in the second as well. Both of those were on RBI outs. 2-0 the count. Higgins steps back, now fires home, and this one sent high in the air out towards right field. Looking back at the warning track, and he's done it again! Second grand slam of the year for the Rafters! Landon Gass has left the ball yard! 10-2-0! Arusovic will touch! Beauchesne will touch! Akko will touch! And now Landon Gass will round third and come home to a party of Rafters! A six-run fourth inning, and Wisconsin Rapids has hit double digits. A multi-home run game for Landon Gass. He loves that right field wall. RBIs 3, 4, 5, and 6 of the game. And a huge night for Landon Gass, and with that, Luke Higgins will indeed come out of the game. And with that, we will also head to a quick break. What a way for the Rafters to see this night develop. Quick break, and when we come back, it's more from the fourth inning here in Green Bay on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
The second grand slam of the year for the Rafters came off the bat of Landon Gass. Two grand slams in 3 days for Wisconsin Rapids. Sorry, 4 days. As you go back to 3 days ago, if you include today, it's a four-day stretch. Math is weird, but either way, the math works up to a 10-0 Rafters lead here in the top of the fourth inning. That I know for a fact, and trying to keep the offense moving, Zach Dorman comes out of the bullpen, and he gets hit by a pitch. Fourth hit by pitch of the inning for the Rafters. My goodness. Well, while we're on the air here, it's a 10-0 lead for the Rafters. Let's take a look back at all the hit-by-pitches. Yesterday, it was not so much because Steve Marhefke was an absolute unit out there and just continued to dominate Wisconsin Rapids. And back in Lakeshore as well, that final game didn't quite go the way of the hit-by-pitch, but it was the game before where the Rafters really saw some hit-by-pitches. They saw one in the third. They also saw two in the sixth, another two in the seventh, and that was the situation that I was talking about. They had five hit-by-pitches entering the eighth inning throughout the game. So, I mean, they had the hit-by-pitches there, and that was after both Bermudez and Garrett had gone down with injuries due to hit-by-pitches as River Lindsay sends a line drive out towards center field, diving, and it's caught in center field by Zage Lancaster for out number two. Tough turnaround for River Lindsay, who nearly had his first hit of the game, but not able to reach for the third time today, and it's caught in center field on the line out for out number two. Brings us back to the eighth batter of the order, Christian Bermudez, who led off the inning earlier in the fourth. He was hit by a pitch on a 2-2 count. He has reached base both times and fouls the first one back off the mask of the catcher, Colin Helms. So now an 0-1 count. 10-0 the Rafters lead in the top of the fourth inning. Only three hits on the game, but two of them home runs from Landon Gaz. One of them a grand slam, another a two-run shot. Peyton Bryant on first base with two away. 0-1 count, breaking ball outside. Throw on back to first from the catcher, not able to get him at the bag. It's now a 1-1 count to Bermudez. And man still on first base with two outs. Bermudez has been retired just one time, and that was back in that game July 31st at Witter Field against Lakeshore, the series opener. 1-1 count on the way home. That one hits the outside edge. First strike number two, now a 1-2 count. He's drawn two hit-by-pitches and been walked one time, and Bermudez just trying to work on base any way that he can. Pitch on the way home. He holds off, and it's called for a ball, and Helms kind of turning his head sideways, saying, where did that one miss? Now a 2-2 count, and on first base, Peyton Bryant. Kind of watching for him a little bit over there, but hasn't attempted a stolen base yet, but gets a pickoff move his way anyways. Zach Dorman on the mound, and Dorman, right-handed pitcher out of Eastern Illinois, 6'3", 200-pound senior from Farmington, Minnesota, gets a foul ball away from Bermudez yet again, so he stays alive at the plate. Still a 2-2 count. Taking a look at the numbers for Zach Dorman this season. A guy who's trying to keep Green Bay in this game, but he has struggled this year, an 18 ERA in three appearances, but gets a swing and a miss from Christian Bermudez, and that is strike number three to take care of the side in the fourth inning. But the Rafters explode for six runs thanks to the one hit that they had. There were no errors, and the Rafters left one on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 10-0 Rafters thanks to the six RBIs from Landon Gaz on two home runs, including the grand slam in the fourth inning. We'll return after this. You're listening to Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party.
Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It hasn't been perfect from Tristan Crusenberry, but he hasn't needed it to be, as he's still gone scoreless through three innings. Back out here for the bottom of the fourth, it's a 10-0 Raptors lead, and the first pitch of the inning to Peyton Mansfield misses low for ball number one. Breaking ball that dropped into the turf and bounced off the plate into the glove of Peyton Bryant, who still stands behind home plate. 1-0 count, grounded over towards third. Nice play over there from Arusevic. Long throw back to first, but he gets the batter retired for out number one. Brings up Stephan DiCorrado with the bases empty and one out in the bottom of the fourth after the 5-3 put out. And DiCorrado stepping into the batter's box, a left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Crusenberry. And Crusenberry, 3 1/3 innings pitched. He just threw his 51st pitch, misses low and inside for ball number one. Now a 1-0 count. And Crusenberry trying for a potential win here. Has to go through five innings. Pitch count is in order for him to go five, as this one's laced into right field and will stay just fair down the right field line into the corner. Kobayashi giving chase. He'll throw it back in to the cutoff man at second base, Christian Bermudez, who will keep the runner on second base. But either way, a one-out double from Stephan DiCorrado as he ends up on second base. Second double of the game for the Rockers, and fourth hit in total. Brings up Kaysen Consarinia with a man on second and one out in the bottom of the fourth. 10-0 lead for the Raptors still, but trying to keep a shutout going. We'll see how long Crusenberry can last as the first pitch to Consarinia is called for strike number one on the upper tight corner. 0-1 the count, and Consarinia 0-1 on the game. He was retired on a center field flyout back in the second. Breaking ball, can't find the top half of the zone. Misses high for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. Consarinia entered this game batting 256. 6'2", 200-pounder from UCLA. Pickoff move back to second base. Checks on DiCorrado, who is inching a little bit off the bag, but got back in plenty of time. Still a 1-1 count. And Tristan Crusenberry having a good time out here. And see how long he can go as a fly ball goes out towards center field. Straight away center field. Beauchesne running up on it. He makes the catch and throws it back on in. But close enough out there that the runner from second didn't have a chance. So he stayed on the bag. And that's out number two in the bottom of the fourth. Brings up Zage Lancaster with a man on second and two away. Still 10-0 Raptors, and the right-handed hitting center fielder, Zage Lancaster, into the batter's box. Righty-righty matchup. On second, it's Stephan DiCorrado. Crusenberry brings the first pitch home and called outside for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Lancaster, I mentioned that the Rockers have two doubles this game. Lancaster was the other one. 1-0 the count coming home. Breaking ball in there called for strike number one. 1-1 the count. DiCorrado, you're kind of looking for him to see what he'll do at second base. Might try and take off, might not. 1-1 the count, and Crusenberry brings the pitch home. It's called outside for ball number two. Not by much there, and Crusenberry trying to stay calm out there. The right-hander is performed at his best whenever he's able to have fun out there, and a guy who you always see talking post-game and always his harshest critic as well, as that one misses low for ball number three. And he has fun, but he also will certainly mention when he makes mistakes out there. 3-1 the count, coming home. Breaking ball is hit high in the air out towards shallow right field. Kobayashi giving chase. Bermudez called off. Kobayashi's hat falls off, but he's able to make the play for out number three. And Tristan Krusenberry's got to feel good about that. Four shutout innings for him, and he's been able to keep the pitch count low. Just 60 pitches for him through four innings, and in that fourth inning, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the fifth, and it is 10-0 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you decide.